Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, you know, we enjoy our once-in-a-while visits from Dr. Dave Smith, president of SUNY Upstate. He's usually here to talk about economic development, the growth of the university, major university projects. But this morning, we have a very different type of conversation to share with you, and it regards the March of Dimes, the March for Babies, and Dr. Smith's important role with the organization and the walk. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning, Tricia. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here.
Well, this is really two discussions. We're going to talk about the organization and the walk. But let's talk about your role with the March of Dimes first.
Well, I've actually been involved with the March of Dimes since the early 90s, and it actually began in the middle of the discussion and concern about babies born with spina bifida and a lot of other neurodevelopmental problems. And at that time, there was a number of children born actually in South Texas with partially developed brains and other problems like spina bifida and myelomeningocele.
And of course, that's where you were living at the time you were involved, yes?
Well, I was commissioner of health at that time in Texas. Mm. And of course, that was a time when we really were able to discover with the help of a lot of individuals across the country in March of Dimes, that folic acid, when taken preconceptually, would reduce by almost 70 to 75% the risk for these kind of babies to be born.
Really, that simple? Yeah. Just taking folic acid?
And of course, it is. And in fact, we also looked at how we could get folic acid to be supplemented into cornmeal, flour, different kinds of breads and grains and things like that.
People were eating anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And of course, that we knew would make a huge difference in the percentage of babies born with these incredible developmental disabilities. At that time, I actually asked the March of Dimes to help me as we legislated the Texas legislature, or tried to advocate for them, to develop a birth defects registry and to help push through the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the requirements that folic acid be added to grains, flours, and those kind of things. And of course, what we've seen across the country is a drop-off in the incidence and prevalence of neural tube defects, such as spina bifida.
Very good. So you were on a very governmental regulation legislation scale with all of that, working with the March of Dimes. And now you're, what, a part of their board?
I am. I'm on the board of the March of Dimes nationally and on the executive board. And, of course, this is an organization that's had incredible tradition back through FDR in his term as president and the battle against polio. Mm-hmm. And they indeed were the major funders of research that found, of course, the Salk vaccine, which was the first cure, if you will, for polio, and really impacted over 50,000 children annually that were contracting polio. So this is an organization that has had a track record of success, worked on areas such as surfactant, which is a medication that's used in premature babies so that their lungs can expand and absorb oxygen.
Oh.
It's a substance they're lacking when they're very immature. So this sort of soapy substance is able to be put down through the breathing tube and allow the air sacs to expand much better. And these babies do phenomenally better when they have surfactant. So again, I've admired the work of the March of Dimes. It's all about babies and saving babies. And of course, now we're tackling the issue of prematurity.
Yes, and of course, that's a huge problem right here in Onondaga County, isn't it?
Actually, it's sad to say, but Onondaga County does have a disproportionate problem. Our rates for prematurity are higher than that of New York State and the nation, and they're on the rise. Over one in every eight babies in Onondaga County is born prematurely. And of course, many of them requiring very special services in a newborn intensive care unit. And this is, of course, a regional center, so individuals come from all over upstate New York here to upstate and often, of course, delivering at Krause Hospital.
Well, and it's interesting to me because one of the facts that I've heard is that just because a baby is tiny, tiny, they're not necessarily the ones with the biggest problems, are they?
That's correct. In fact, the babies were very concerned about, and one of the leading causes of the increase in rate of prematurity are babies we call late preterm. Those are babies between 34 and 37 weeks.
And the typical or the full term is how many?
40-week full term.
Okay. So,
they're being born a couple of months early or to a month and a half early. Mm-hmm. And people often believe, well, they're fine. Everything will develop well, and it's not going to be a difficult situation. One thing, though, I think for our listeners to notice, first and foremost, is that a baby at 34 weeks, brain is not fully developed, is one example. And in fact, it's 2/3 the size of a full-term baby at 40 weeks.
Because it develops a lot in those last few weeks, doesn't it?
A lot of connections are made. And it's much better for that all to occur in the uterus rather than externally where there's a lot of stresses. These babies have higher risk of infection, higher rates of having problems with jaundice, bilirubin, as well as with being able to metabolize and keep their glucose, their sugar levels up in their blood system so that it can perfuse and give nourishment to many organs, including the brain. So it is a challenge, and what we're trying to do is get the message out that we really do need to march for babies. We need to work with the March of Dimes. We have a disproportionate problem. In fact, many have begun to call this epidemic in proportion, because indeed, when one looks at 1 in 8 to 1 in 7 babies being born prematurely, we know that one is too many. If it's your child, if it's a friend of the family, a relative, a cousin, one is too many. And we really know that the heartache with prematurity is something that we can do something about. And the March of Dimes is committed to do that through research. It's committed to do that, obviously, through supporting NICUs and newborn intensive care units, to support the families, and to find the answers that we need, and to get better education about the risk factors for prematurity.
Well, you know, it seems to me that this is even a bigger picture than just beyond these babies being born premature. If they're being premature, and see if my logic is following correctly, and they're having problems because their brains are not quite developed at that early stage, does that lead to problems for them down the road? Is that one of the reasons we're seeing more children with, say, learning disabilities, for instance? Does that translate as they get older?
Tricia, you're right on target. In fact, the data shows that not only are these children at higher risk for learning disabilities, it appears that there's some other things such as attention deficit disorders and other predictable things that can happen during school age that we don't pick them up until that period of time, but we can trace those back to the fact that they were often a late preterm baby. And indeed, we are worried about those risk factors, and that is some of the data that's coming out of the research that's being done from the March of Dimes.
Wow, very interesting. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we would get a little box around the time of the March of Dimes, and we'd go home and we'd stick our dimes in it for however many weeks beforehand. And now that's translated into a much bigger kind of thing, isn't it? And now I've heard it called Walk America. They've changed the name?
They have. They were the original Walk, but with a lot of other walks out there now, and a lot of work that we're doing in rebranding the March of Dimes, and really focusing on the need of families, and particularly to save babies in this issue of prematurity. We've now called it March for Babies, and to really build on the tradition of the March of Dimes, which it was all about in the beginning, a march against polio and infantile paralytic disease. And now, of course, we're marching for babies and their families. We want to find answers. We want to find prevention. We want to intervene when a family does need those services. The March of Dimes is doing everything from dealing with things such as folic acid and birth defects, and now with prematurity, again, supporting families, adding to the ability for newborn intensive care units to reach out to families, to get the message of prevention out, and to educate health practitioners, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants on the risk factors of prematurity.
Very interesting. Now, this year's walk is taking place Sunday, April 27th, I believe.
And it's 9 a.m.
across the country.
That's correct.
And you are the honorary chair, I understand, for Onondaga County. What does the honorary chair do?
Well, first of all, you do radio shows like this.
Okay.
So that you can get the message out. And we really do need to get everyone out at Onondaga Lake Park. And we'll be at the Long Branch picnic area at 9 o'clock,
all right,
ready to go. I will be there and may even have my rollerblades on. We may do something a little different at that time. But we need to get families out. We need to get corporate sponsors out. This is indeed an area where dollars are returned to this community. The other message I would give is that the March of Dimes has actually given a number of grants locally. Well over $500,000 locally for research and efforts that are ongoing to reduce prematurity in the upstate area. So these are dollars that return to answer problems that we see locally. And so I've been very proud to see that in the March of Dimes.
Very good. But, now, how much money is usually raised locally at these walks?
Well, traditionally, we raise a little bit less than $100,000, but this year's goal is we want to get well over $200,000 here locally, and I think we can achieve that. We've got a lot of new sponsors, a lot of corporate challenges, some great support in the media as well, but this is the right thing to do, is for us to go out and walk for premature infants and their families, and to do exactly what we did with polio, which is to try to find some answers for these families and for a condition that we can indeed, I think, prevent.
Very good. Now, I expect there are some families who have some of those premature babies and babies who have benefited from the programs.
There are, and they'll be walking. You'll see many of them here. We have a number of sponsor families that will be marching on April 27th, and they're just incredibly credible families, great spokesperson for the March of Dimes, but more importantly for the efforts that we're here are undertaking here in Onondaga County to address our disproportionate problem. Again, I want to reiterate that in Onondaga County, our rates are much higher than the state and the national. And the other thing is the rates are increasing. They aren't stable. They aren't static. The rate of prematurity is increasing in Onondaga County and actually across New York State.
Boy, that's scary stuff, but it sounds like this is a good step in the right direction. Well, Dr. Dave Smith, thanks so much for coming by this morning. We will remind our listeners over time between now and April 27th to participate. We're pleased you were here to fill us in on the background.
Well, we look forward to everyone in the audience that's listening to be there in Onondaga Lake Park at Long Branch Picnic Area at 9 o'clock on April the 27th.
Very good, Honorary Chairman. And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but we'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.